So as we continue in our worship today, it always reminds us that we are subject to the King. And it is in a way back time that there's a time that all the subjects of the King would always present themselves to the King. They would bring all their goods, harvest, and offering to the King. Acknowledgement that he is their King. And thanksgiving for giving them protection, giving them care for their subjects. And so with us, we have a King. Remember, we are part of the kingdom of God. And we have a King. That's why every Sunday, we come together together. We come together together to present ourselves to the King, to hear His voice, to bring our tithes and offering as acknowledgement that He is the source and thanksgiving for everything He has given to us. So in a stricter sense, brothers and sisters, to worship on Sunday is not an option. To be stricter, it's not an option because we are subjects to God. We are not the King. Except for those maybe with their work, they can't pray on Sunday, those who are sick or whatever reason. But once again, in a stricter sense, to be here on Sunday is not an option. It is our spiritual obligation to be in the church, to give thanks to God. And it is an acknowledgement of His Lordship to God. That's why we are here gathered together to hear His word and then go home and apply it in our lives. So today, once again, in our text, in our gospel, this message mostly used in a funeral service about resurrection, and I am the resurrection, the life. But in this time, he's not just talking about eternal life, because it's always connected when there's a funeral, but about eternal life that the Lord has given. And the promise, of course, that our creed says, we believe in the resurrection of the body. Yes, it is. But here the Lord is saying to Martha, okay, that it is not just a futuristic theory or teaching that yes, there will be a resurrection of the body when Jesus comes. But the Lord said to Martha, your brother would rise. So the whole story about here in whole chapter 17, half of it, is mostly about the death of his brother. And here, the Lord said to him, we read in verse 1, and there's a talk that, Lord, your friend is sick. Your friend is sick. Lazarus. Because they are friends of Jesus, together with her sisters, Mary and Martha. Your friend is sick. Then the Lord says, just get this, in the part of our reading, He said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So he said, yes, yeah, he is sick, okay. But that sickness is not for death, but for the glory of God. You see, you got the whole story that Jesus resurrected Lazarus. Not all have died in Israel, been resurrected by Jesus. Not all. But he had chosen this, some, for the glory of God. Like that blind man. There are a lot of blind men in Israel. But he chose that Sunday, he chose that one, so that he could prove and show the people of his mercy, of His power, that they may believe in Him. And so also, a lot of people died in Israel. But He chose Lazarus, who said that the Son of God may be glorified through it. That's why He was dead 4 days. He waited 4 days. And in verse 15 said, I am glad for your sake that I was not there, that you may believe. That is His plan. That you may believe that He is the Son of God and able to raise the dead. He's the Messiah. So that's the Lord wants to these people to develop their faith unto Him. And so the story goes, and then He goes there, let's go. And then Martha approached Him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. You see, there's faith. We can see the faith of Martha. Lord, if you are here, my brother will not die. See, he chose to believe in that. Martha believed on the power of Jesus. But once again, the Lord always worked according to His time, according to His purpose. And why He wait 4 days? Maybe to Martha, maybe if you could rearrange the word, Lord, why come we now? If you have gone here early, maybe my brother did not die. That's natural for you and me. Sometimes we blame other people or maybe God. But one thing, God always works according to His plan, according to His purpose, according to His time, not ours. And then the Lord said, your brother will rise again. See, that is the purpose. That you may believe, the people there, that He is the Son of God. So that sometimes we could put ourselves in the shoes of Martha. Maybe we are praying for something. We are praying for something. Help. Whatever it is, finances, or solution, whatever it is, we are praying, and it seems that God is not answering. Cannot be rich. But God always, as I tell you, is not His delay, as His other says, God's delay is not God's denial. He is always working according to His timetable, not ours. That's why we have to develop our faith. Because especially for today's generation, everything is instant. Instant coffee, instant noodles. Everyone to have an instant answer to God. And yes, there are times like that, an instant answer. But there are times that we have to wait. Have to develop our faith and patience. To develop our faith, to wait. Because there's always proper time. There's always a proper place. That's why the Bible says, God always is beautiful according to His time. So He came there and said, your brother will rise again. This is a message of hope. A message of hope to you and me. Whatever things are facing right now, the Lord is saying, you will rise again. There's hope. That's the meaning of it. And then He followed up that. I know that you will rise again in resurrection and in the last day. So, like Martha, He's thinking of the promise in the last day, like you and me. That's part of our doctrine about the resurrection of the body in the last day together with Jesus. That's what also he's thinking. But the Lord wants to say something to Mary or to Martha and to you and me right now, to all of us. That said, you said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. I am the resurrection and the life. Or in a simple way said, I am. Here I am. I am the resurrection. I'm here now, present with you. So mean to say, it's not only applied of that resurrection of the dead in the future, but the resurrection power of God is now, in the present. That's what he's saying to Martha and to you and me. Resurrection means to rise again, to have life. That life is not ordinary, but it's Zoe, a God kind of life. So in a simple understanding, the Lord is saying to you and me, the resurrection power of God is today, now, in this present time. It is available for you and me to rise up again. So how it is applied in a simple everyday life? It's always like this. We read the Bible. It is written at their time, Jesus' time. But his principle is for generation. Their time, today, and the future. It's him yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's why the thing, how we could apply it today. That's a simple way of knowing the word, how we could apply it in our lives today. So it is translated here. Here, first of all, remember the Lord is teaching them to have faith. So have to develop that faith, to believe in him. That's why his last word to Mary, do you believe in this? And that's also the Lord wants us to be developed in today, in this morning, to develop our faith to God. That he is able. He is able. And available today. It means to say that the truth of his word. We say, you are sick. That is the fact. Now sometimes some extreme teaching, I'm not sick. Confession, huh? I'm not sick. No, the reality, you are sick. That's the fact. But the truth is, the Lord will give you healing. Yun. Sometimes we have some denial there about confession. Don't say, it's not making regret, I'm sick. That is not what I'm talking about. The reality that you are sick, that's why you need healing. I remember one priest asked, what is the requirement so that Jesus would heal you? What was to do? What things? He said, faith. No. It's not faith. What? Be sick first. Nanang hambay. Filosofo ba? Pero, ano kayo mo ipamayad ni Lord kumayad? Come on. That's why we have to balance that confession. Yes, the reality that I'm sick, then Lord, I need help. With that, after that, the confession, thank you, Lord, I am healed. So there's always a hairline between denying and faith. So, if you are sick, then Lord, the Lord is telling you, there is a solution. I am the resurrection. I'll give you healing. Finances. Maybe the Lord in finances. I am the resurrection and life. Maybe your packet is dead. I'll make it alive. I'll supply your need.
Doon yung nagustang hambagon. As simple as that. May you have a problem. Family problem. Business problem. The Lord said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Maybe there's hopeless. Maybe a hopeless situation. But the Lord says, I am the resurrection. There is a solution. May solution doon. And I give you life. Life in that area. Transformation. That is our goal in this Lenten season. Transformation. Then, there's hope. He is the resurrection and life. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, there's hope to change. Everyone has the hope and the chance to change, no matter how bad you are to other people. There's always a hope and a chance, a solution that they would change. Because he is the resurrection. To rise again. Resilient to stand again. And move on and go on. So, brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord is saying to us in a very simple way that gives us understand. That he is the resurrection. He was able to rise again. That's what I also want to tell you and me. Whatever situation we have done or we are in, there's a solution. We could rise in that. Why? Because he is the resurrection and life. He could give us life to the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the question like to Martha. Verse 26. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. She's not talking about physical death, but spiritual death. Yes, because of his promise. But could translate in a very simple way. Those who believe in Jesus Christ, yes, you should not be in depression. You should not be hopeless because you believed in him. There is hope. There is a solution. And the Bible said, do you believe in this? Verse 26, that's the question that he threw to Martha. Do you believe in this? And Martha said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. Yes, Lord, I believe. So if we believe in this, then, brothers and sisters, it doesn't mean we have no problem. Yes, the problem would come, but praise God. We have such confidence that believing that God is able to help us. Amen? If we are facing some sickness, we choose to believe that God is able to heal us. If something wrong in our lives and attitude, God is able to change us. But believing faith, or say faith, is an action word. It's more than just words. We should cooperate with God. We should obey God. And with that, Jesus is in us. We are a container of Jesus. Wherever you go, you bring Jesus with you. We bring Jesus with us in your office, in your work, in your business, sa barangay, in your family. We bring Jesus. That's why we are an instrument of life. We are not instrument of death. Death means you are not the source of the problem. Yeah. Because Jesus is in you. He's in us. We are part of the solution, not the problem. Yeah. That is faith in action. See? When there is in the group, and everybody, give me now. Oh, our expense, the gasoline is rising, so price is rising. Oh, everybody is like in a melancholy mood or in depression mood. But you are there. How you say, ahu ngani, no. You said, yes, maybe mahirap, but God, praise God. You bring hope, you bring positive to these people, not to join them in the negative thinking. See? Because today I choose to believe that right now the world is shaking. God is shaking. He's shaking your faith, my faith. Who is the source? Your job? Your connection? Your business? We don't know what this war will bring or connected to your life, connected to work. That's why if that is your foundation, that's where you base your faith, your strength, your Jacob well, your job, your business. It will be shaken. It will be tested. That's why those said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I am the source. I am the source. And if you believe in that, you will see the miracle.